This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of coronavirus cases recorded in the United States surged past 500,000 late Friday, according to the latest tally by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has led the world in the number of infections since the end of March. With more than a third of all officially declared cases globally, it threatens to overtake Europe, which has recorded more than 850,000 cases. There are approximately 1.7 million confirmed cases worldwide, with approximately 103,000 deaths. As the coronavirus death toll rises in the U.S., White House officials are pointing to hopeful signs that the virus spread could be slowing. It's approaching 20,000, but at the same time, the president's expressing hope amid what he calls grief and pain, saying models now show far fewer Americans will be killed by the virus than first predicted nationwide. The number of new cases per day is flattening substantially, suggesting that we're near the peak. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx says the U.S. is not at the peak, though. So every day we still need to continue to do what we did the day before, the week before, saying that continuing social distancing and other measures will take America over the peak and down the other side. The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his son should not be going back to work anytime soon and that he needs to rest up. In an interview with the BBC, Stanley Johnson said that Boris would need a period of readjustment before picking up the reins again on Downing Street. The UK leader spent 3 nights in the intensive care unit at a hospital in London after his COVID-19 symptoms worsened. He was then moved back to a regular ward and is resting in his office. This is VOA.